Well, welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. This past Sunday, Ed and Brian did an outstanding job teaching us and reminding us that God is holy. And it reminded me of Psalm 97:12. And there the psalmist says, "Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, and give thanks to his holy name." You know, all through the scriptures, we are taught, we are reminded that God is holy, that he's different than us. He is morally pure. He is righteous. And then the psalmist is saying, hey, so O you righteous people, which again reminds us when we read the Psalms, especially, that our attention ought to be pointed to Jesus. Because when it says, rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, I immediately think, oh, well, in myself, I'm not righteous. I have no righteousness of my own that I can bring to the Lord. And so this invitation and this command to rejoice in the Lord, it isn't for me, just in myself. But then that reminds me that God, in his incredible love for you and for me and for the world, he sent the one true righteous one, Jesus Christ. And Jesus lived a perfect life. Jesus was then arrested, tortured, and then executed on a cross. And his suffering somehow, some way, sets us free from our slavery to sin, and it buys us our forgiveness from the penalty of sin. And when we trust Jesus's name, God declares us in him to be righteous. And because he didn't simply die, but rather he suffered and died and then rose again, and then he ascended to the right hand of the Father, and then he sent the Holy Spirit to draw people to himself to make us holy, we in Christ, in our union with him, can read this psalm, Psalm 97:12. And when it says, rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, we can think, oh, that's me. Not because of me, but because of Jesus and because of what he has done. And because I have repented of my sin, because I have trusted the name of Jesus Christ, I am now united with Jesus. And because of that, God has declared me to be righteous. And so now I can rejoice in the Lord, which now I have a reason to rejoice. Like, oh my goodness, like God has declared me to be righteous in Christ. God loves me so much that he sent his son Jesus to die on my behalf, and not just me, but you as well. Anyone who would call upon the name of Jesus, God says, rejoice in me, rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous. Those of us who are righteous by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, and give thanks to his holy name. And so God says, hey, rejoice in me and give thanks to me. Rejoice in me and give thanks to my holy name. I want to remind you, God is saying to us, I am holy. I am different than you. I am morally pure. I am perfect. I am holy, holy, holy. I am maximally holy. And it is appropriate for you to give thanks to me, to rejoice in me and give thanks to me. And so this week, this morning, and whenever you're listening to this, how have you been doing? I know we're all it's a difficult season. It's a weird season, but no matter what season we're in, no matter what our circumstances are, we can rejoice in the Lord. We can give thanks to his holy name, because ultimately in Christ, our joy isn't based on our circumstances. It's based on our right standing with our heavenly Father, which we receive for free by grace through his son, Jesus Christ, and our trust in him. And so I want to encourage you this week, let's intentionally take some time to rejoice in the Lord, to worship him, to praise him, to simply enjoy the fellowship we have with him by the Spirit through Christ. And let's give thanks to his holy name. I want to challenge you today to take some time and give thanks to the holy name of the Lord, because he, through Christ, he offers us righteousness. He gives us righteousness as a gift. And so let's pray now and give thanks to the holy name of the Lord. Father in heaven, we do praise you, and we thank your holy name, that you, through Christ, you have made us righteous, so that we can then read Psalm 97:12 and receive this command and this invitation to rejoice in you. And God, we can truly do it because in Christ you have made us righteous. Father, we ask that you would increase our joy in you, that you would increase our rejoicing in the Lord, and God, that you would increase our thankfulness to your holy name. God, I pray that you would remind us throughout this day and this week of how truly incredibly gracious you have been to us, and God, that you would increase our love, our joy, and our obedience to your son, Jesus. We pray all of these things in his holy name. Amen. Well, we want to give you a moment now to pray on your own as well. God bless.